launching into hour number three. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, going to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
I was wondering, I haven't been up to date on Free Talk Live lately. There's the secession, so-called secession bill that's happening at the State House on Wednesday.
The rally.
Yeah, there's a big rally going on. And apparently some people are going there to support this, what seems to be a bunch of mealy-mouthed nonsense about if the government takes, if the federal government takes another step against the Constitution. I think it's over a long time ago.
I agree with you. I would agree with you, John, but I think it's important for somebody to stand up and start changing the conversation, because right now nobody's really talking about secession on a national scale, and I think this would draw some attention to the topic.
I'd also, and John, I agree. I too agree, John, and I'd like to also point out, though, that there are people that may sign up for the Free State Project, very active, dynamic people that would be interested in something like this, and then may have their opinion changed more towards your, peaceful liberty, of complete liberty viewpoint.
Voluntaries.
Because I would say that you and I would probably have been very excited at one point in our lives about this bill.
Absolutely. And you know what, guys? Maybe I didn't sound like it, but it sounds like an exciting rally to me.
Yeah.
The reason that it sounds exciting is that there's going to be people there that are trying to influence the political process. There's also going to be some folks. Some of us from Grafton, New Hampshire, are going to go down there, and we might be wearing silly costumes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get together with friends. We're going to just protest government in general, and we're going to show that we're fed up with their so-called authority over us, which is really just force. And you know what? It'll send a message, maybe, to Democrats now might not like it because Obama's in office. And
yep.
They would have loved it if Bush was in there, and
yep.
Republicans, they will agree with us now if we said we should secede. Or you know what? They're a little more mealy-mouthed than that because they all love mummy government, it seems. So I guess some of us from Grafton and maybe some of you guys from Keene, different parts of the state, we're going to kind of thumb our nose at the whole bunch of them. Because, we're trying it. We get the NHLA, which is, good bunch of gals and guys that are working their tails off to do what they can do, but there's not a whole lot of freedom left in this country, and we got to stop pretending that there is, and we got to stop.
I agree with you, John. I think that the resolution you're talking about, HCR 6, it is essentially nothing more than a lot of talk. It doesn't really do anything. It's just a resolution. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen as far as secession. So I'm with you. I'm it's a disappointing situation. However, it is the first step. It's a very, baby, teeny little, teensy-weensy little step, and it's something, and it deserves to be supported. Let me
tell you, with the baby little step, many, many years ago, I had a little political, little button, lapel button, or whatever they call that, that I found many years ago, and it was a little yellow button that said, U.S. out of fill in the blank. And I thought that's pretty cool, because there's a lot of places the U.S. shouldn't be, and I've recently thought, I'm filling in the blank, and I'm saying U.S. out of New Hampshire.
I love it. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm completely with you, and I'm not a fan of political solutions. However, Dennis Goddard, he did mention the NHLA. That's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And Dennis Goddard is one of the guys over there, and he calls the show with updates on what's going on the political scene here in New Hampshire. And I got to give those guys credit. They are actually having an effect. They're making things happen within the awful, slow, plodding political system.
You guys, I am a member of the NHLA, and a proud member.
Right. Dennis is doing a great job out there, and Mark and you and the hundreds others that are involved in his organization. And it's an organization that could not exist were it not for the Free State Project, were it not for these hundreds of activists who are moving in here from all across the country in order to be active for liberty. Now, of course, we can sit here and say all we want that, well, if those hundreds of activists would just refuse to obey, then the entire system would crumble under the weight of all of that activism. But the reality is most people are not ready for that kind of activism. They're not comfortable with putting anything significant at risk. That's why they engage in the political process, because it's a very low risk endeavor. And commensurate with its amount of risk is the amount of reward. Since there's very little risk, there's also very little reward, and so it takes forever to get anything done in the political realm. However, again, this a step in the right direction is a step in the right direction, and this is going to be a major rally. There is probably going to be a few hundred people that turn out for it next week. I think the 4th? Yeah, it's the
3rd. Sounds right.
It's Wednesday morning, so it's the day before the start of the Liberty Forum in Concord, New Hampshire. If you're going to be in the area, you should come up. There could be a lot of people out there. You heard John, even the anarchists, the voluntarists are going to be showing up in force, apparently.
And costumes, apparently.
And I think that's great. It was Lauren and Jim that were at the Real ID rally, which was also a very large rally a few years ago that I thought really did a brilliant job of satirizing the whole government ID situation. They dressed up as Nazi soldiers and were stopping people as they were trying to enter the rally, demanding identification. It was very poignant street theater, and I thought it was brilliant. So, and it made, of course, a lot of good photographs for the newspaper men that came around and that sort of thing. So instead of just people standing around holding signs, we actually had some street theater, which I thought was great. But one of the other things that's happening here is one of the sponsors of this piece of legislation has gotten on national television to talk about it. Dan Itza is the sponsor. He's a relatively liberty-oriented dude, and he's been on so far at least the Glenn Beck show on the Fox News channel, and as well as another morning show on Fox News. And both times he's mentioned the Free State. And that has resulted in people Googling. Now, he hasn't actually said Free State Project. He hasn't given out the URL, but it has resulted in people finding the Free State Project.
I mean, the signups are up right now, and I don't know whether it's not entirely to do with Mr. Itza, because
they were up before that.
They've been up since the Obama election, and we were moving right along.
Right, people. It wasn't long ago that we crossed the 9,000 mark, and we're almost up to 9,100. So there've been 90 something signups within the last couple weeks or few weeks, and so. So all the publicity that we can milk from this resolution, even if it doesn't end up passing, though if it passes, it'll be even better. Whatever we can milk from it is a benefit to this movement, because it's going to bring new people in. And Mark, as you said, even if they come in on the political side, eventually they're going to come across the voluntarist message, and it's such an attractive, such an important message, inevitably they're going to absorb it and come in our direction. So there are plenty of reasons for voluntarists to be out there in support of this, I think.
And the fact is, you and I both took the political route at some point, Ian.
That's true. We did, and I'm still somewhat involved in it.
I'm going
out to this, and we've got some people that are going to be running for office here in Keene this time around. A couple of years ago, we had Julia run. My girlfriend ran for city council. She was so disgusted with the whole political process, she's never going to do it again. But luckily, there are other people who are going to give it a shot this time around. There are going to be even more candidates, more liberty-oriented candidates this time. In fact, what we're going to see happen now is that a lot of the local New Hampshire natives are going to be throwing their hats into the ring. At least two of them have committed to do so in the Keene area, and so they're not going to be able, the opposition is not going to be able to single these people out and say, Free Stater, because they're New Hampshire natives. And so that'll make for a very interesting election season coming up here in New Hampshire. And as far as I'm concerned, anything we can do to get the ideas of freedom out into the population is within the realm of something I'm willing to participate in. And the reality is, politics, as distasteful, disgusting, and inefficient as it is seen as important by a lot of people. And so therefore, when you run for an office, the newspaper wants to interview you. You get a spot on the radio to talk about your candidacy, which means you get to talk about liberty.
It's seen as important, but it's also filled with people who care, who are not happy with the way things are, and they're willing to get up and go out and actually do something to make a change in the world. You know, what they're doing may not be the most effective approach that they can take, but the fact is they're motivated, and that's more than what 99% of the people out there are willing to do.
So true.
And also, it makes for a more permanent change in that, it secures in writing with the force of government freedoms that might otherwise have been taken away.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. A little good news and a little bad news out of Washington, D.C., plus your calls about whatever you want. That's the primary element of the show. You dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, they've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about, and check out the new video validation option. Now, no one has yet validated with video, but it is now an option. So keep that in mind, ladies. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
As we said, Free Talk Live is sponsored by Sakel CAI. They do collections, and they do it in a respectful manner. They know that you want to keep your clients as well as collecting your money from them. So Sakel CAI, for collections where they don't break kneecaps.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. John is in Austin. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Hey, yeah, well, I was calling because someone was handing out CDs about Obama, and I just want to know what your opinion on this was. The CD says His Majesty Obama, Change We Can Believe In, and it talks about, it talks about Rastafari from Africa and all these other types of things. And the comment I had was, I see magazines and everything like this with Obama on it, and it's Black Enterprise, Ebony, and I was wondering, this might, I don't know, I don't think it'll offend anybody because it's the truth, but why, I'm wondering why people keep dwelling on slavery and trying to make themselves, to me, them having a magazine that says Ebony and Black Enterprise, what if there was a magazine called White Enterprise? I mean, to me, I think racism is just something that they can use as a trump card for anything that they want, and Al Sharpton is just a crybaby and pretty much just looks, it seems like he scans through the news and just looks for anything to cry about. And no one cares about racism anymore. It's almost like a dead horse. I mean, okay,
well, I don't know if you can make a blanket statement that no one cares about racism.
I understand
obviously
where
people do.
He's coming
from. Let me finish, though. Them, in effect, of saying, Black Enterprise, we have a black person in the White House, that is racism in itself. And I don't know what they keep mentioning race. So, in fact, they're promoting racism in a perpetual cycle.
I agree with you in some ways. I definitely agree with you, and I've got an analogy here that I'd like to give in just a second. But I think that the least important thing about Barack Obama is the amount of melanin in his skin, and
correct.
I think that people make far too much of a big deal about it. And here's the schism that goes on sort of between black culture and white culture. Now, I'm going to make blanket generalizations here.
Okay.
White people and black people don't necessarily fit into these categories. However, some people in those cultures, and loud enough ones do, is the vast majority of white people really don't care about race. And the vast majority of black people still feel the pain of racism in some way, shape, or form. Now, I would say that the system has been throughout time built in a racist fashion, and we don't see that as white people, but you and I don't sit around and think about race. My race
exactly.
Doesn't come into my thought process maybe once a week when it's brought up to me. Now, and that is the way it is for people who are in the dominant culture, culture.
And,
so, I mean, you know, we're the dominant ones, so we don't have to think about these things.
And one more comment is, if someone wants to bring up slavery, what they need to bring up is that it was their own African people that sold them to slave traders. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that there's like you're saying, I'm not responsible, and it's true.
Yes.
You and I have never owned any slaves, so we are not responsible for it, and we're not responsible for the institutionalized racism out there. But try to think about it like this. I'm going to give you this analogy now, that there's a rape victim who says, I've been hurt. I've been raped. I've been treated terribly. And I was treated terribly by a man. And then, sort of, as you get to know the rape victim, hear more conversation for this rape victim, she talks an awful lot about having been raped and an awful lot about how bad men are. And at some point, you say to yourself, you say maybe to yourself or out loud, look, just because I'm a man doesn't mean I'm a rapist, you know? And it's like there's a point where you know, it's okay for her to talk about it and get the pain and the suffering off of her chest. And certainly what happened to her was bad. You would agree.
Yes.
But, you know, and then it gets a little too far, and then you get sort of bitter. Look, lady, you're just a man hater. You hate me because I'm a man, and I didn't rape you, lady. So,
yeah, and I feel Al Sharpton's doing more harm than good. And
I think a lot of black people think that. All right,
yeah, it would serve people good if they just stopped bringing up, like you're saying, the color of his skin.
Okay,
and
hold on.
Just judge the man by what he can do and what he can do for people, and see what happens in the next year or two. I mean, instead of going off and like on the CD, putting that he's His Majesty. I mean, why don't they just put that he's God? You
okay,
know what I mean?
Hold on. I think there's a lot of things going on here. Certainly, do you understand that what's on this CD, reading it as a white person, might mean something a little different to you than a black person?
Okay.
I mean, do you even conceive that? Mark, you're talking about how race
is
not
an... Yeah, I understand that, but
okay.
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
Let him give his example. He hasn't finished
it's
yet.
Like,
Mark, you were talking
like,
about as the
like
dominant
a,
race...
Like a,
your...
Blacks don't want to let go of slavery.
He's just going
to
keep going. Hold on, dude. We're trying to make
a
point here.
Okay. Mark, you're talking about as the dominant race, as white people, race is not an everyday part of your life. It's not something you considered, and that you probably believe yourself to not be racist and, you know, to be fair and so forth. True?
Yes. And I'm certain that I'm not a racist.
Okay. I was right there with you. I did not believe that I was racist. I had, you know, black people in my life. They were friends of mine, not close friends, granted, but, you know, friends. And I went to an all-black club for the first time. I won't go into details, but I walked into this place expecting people, because I was going with a black female. There were three white guys there the whole night. I thought they were going to give me a hard time. I expected them to give me, you know, mean-looking stares. What are you doing in here, cracker? That sort of thing. None of that. It shattered all of my expectations of how that evening.
No,
was.
And I know this. My business partner is actually black, and my point was that the media keeps trying to perpetuate this, and they keep.
Okay, but hold on. My point
Al
is
like
the point is I had all of these underlying beliefs that I made up about the way black people were, about what they believed, that I just had accepted as my reality of what was true about blacks. And I turned out, it that night made me realize that I was completely wrong, and that all of these beliefs that I just believed to be right about black people were racist.
Because the media tries to perpetuate that.
No,
and I'm not racist by any means, and I don't really condone racism.
Because
just the same way the media perpetuates Mexicans to be just all the time mowing lawns and all.
Hang on, I'm going to bring this guy back here in a moment. More on the way. Racism in America. I say just leave it alone and get on with your life. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including live streams, broadband dial-up, and webcam versions of the show, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. You want some more great liberty-oriented content, you should visit Sam's website at obscuredtruth.com. It's going to take you to his YouTube channel, and you'll see all kinds of neat videos of Sam's adventures in legal land, which, of course, are probably going to continue here at some point in New Hampshire. obscuredtruth.com is his website. 800-259-9231 is our number. We've got John on the line still in Austin. Now, John, you called with with a sense of frustration, of frustration over what, from my understanding of what you said, was that the media is harping on the fact that Barack Obama is a black man, and that it bothers you. You know, if you like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson out there who deign to speak for all black people, which of course everybody knows is ludicrous. No, they can't speak for anybody other than themselves. And you're frustrated. You believe that having black magazines like Ebony and Black Businessman or whatever is in some way inherently racist. I don't necessarily agree with you. I think that in the cases of those magazines, they're probably just people who believe that they have a very specific culture within a subculture in the black community, so to speak, and they're simply catering to that. It bothers you, and I guess I can understand where you're coming from. But my question for you is why do you let it get to you, John? Why do you let it bother you so much?
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't bother me, but I'd just like to point out the fact that if it's almost a double standard. If I were to come out with a magazine that said white businessman or who cares if it's a white businessman or a black businessman or an Asian businessman? The thing is, it's a businessman, so who cares? That's the whole issue. And what the media keeps forgetting is that Barack Obama is half white himself.
Who cares? It's the people who are reading the magazine. What does it matter if somebody wants to put a magazine together that's based around black culture?
Well, okay.
Do you think we all need to be the same?
A magazine out that said, "Oh, white magazine."
I'm looking here at India Magazine. Are these people bigots and racists too? Because they want to do a magazine that focuses that has the. Hold on. Are these people racist because they want to put a magazine together that tells stories from the perspective and from the culture of Indian heritage? That's all you're talking about here. That's not racist, sir.
What magazine is this? I'll go pick it up.
It's called India?
India Magazine.
There a magazine called Southern Comfort?
I mean, everything is out there.
Southern Living.
Southern Living. I mean,
John,
the bottom line is...
I agree.
Like I said, what does it matter who it is? The thing is, let's say... he's the first, just example, he's the first African-American president. Okay, well, I'm the first person to wear red shoes to climb a tree. Who cares? I mean, that's what I'm trying to understand is...
It seems like you're really upset about something, and I know you're saying you're not upset, but it sounds to me like you're really upset about this. Why don't you go and start your... I mean, if what you want to do, John, is start a magazine called White Businessman, John...
I'm far from a bigot.
John, hello, John. We're trying to have a conversation here. If you want to go start yourself a magazine called White Businessman, you're welcome to go and do that. I agree with you. It'll probably be seen... I'm sorry?
And I'll probably be sued by the NAACP.
I can't see why that would happen, but if you wanted to go off and do something like that, you certainly have the freedom to do it. It would be a little strange.
I agree to some extent with what John says here. Likely he would be sued by the NAACP, and you know that the federal government...
For what?
For being a bigot. Do you don't think Guinea's got sued when they kicked the people out or made people pay in advance because they were black? The fact is, in this country, if you discriminate against people based on their race,
how is writing about white people in a magazine discriminating?
Do I want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting the NAACP's lawyers to find out?
I mean, let me ask you this. If people openly with tattoos at the gym that say black power, if I were to have a tattoo that says white power, I would be kicked out of the gym. How do you explain that as far as a double standard?
You've done this and you've been kicked out of the gym, or is this just what you're making up to justify your paradigm, sir?
I'm not into all that stuff. You
have a lot of excuses. I've heard one excuse after another as to why you can't do something.
You can't answer me because your answers will prove my point.
No, my answers don't prove my... All I'm hearing is you come in and complain about what other people are doing,
and then you have a nice little...
And doesn't want to listen to a word you have.
You don't want to listen to anybody, and you have nice little excuses as to why you couldn't go out and create a white magazine, or you couldn't do this, because, all these other people out here wouldn't let me.
Well,
you're being a total complete victim. If you think that magazines aren't fair, then go out and create one that works.
Let me ask you this. You sound like you're, I mean, I'm not trying to, anything, but here's the thing. You sound like you're saying, I have black friends. Usually when people say they have black friends, they have to trumpet that they have them because they're inherently racist. And I have like I told you, I have a black business partner. I don't go around telling everybody how he's black. It doesn't matter if he's black or white or green. I don't even care. The thing is, he's my business partner and he does good business. That's the thing. I mean, you seem like you have to go trumpet the fact and you're trying to be righteous on the radio. I mean, I'm trying to ask you a serious question or just your opinion.
Okay.
And all you do is try to trumpet your morals and how you're not racist. I mean, who do you think you are?
I told a story about how I came to realize that I was carrying around several beliefs that, in effect, were very racist.
He must not have been listening to you.
Yeah, I guess you were talking over me, so you didn't hear that part, huh?
So I agree that if somebody has a black power tattoo, that sounds like a kind of a racist tattoo. And if your gym isn't kicking people out for essentially showing people their racism, then you need to take that up with the gym owner. They've got a policy that you disagree with, but you've apparently kept your mouth shut about it. I wouldn't want to be around racists of any color. I don't care who they are, and I don't know what it frustrates me. I don't want to be around anybody who's a racist. So if a business owner is allowing racists into his establishment, whether they're from Asia or whether they're from Africa or wherever it is they're from, then you should take that up with the business owner.
And what I'm saying is that someone who walks into the gym with a tattoo that says Black Power may seem like a racist tattoo to a white person, but maybe not to a black person. Maybe their context of the world is radically different from yours, and that's the understanding that I came to by going to an all-black club with all of my expectations of how black people were that turned out to be completely shattered at the end of the night.
Well, that's fine. I've never actually had those connotations or anything like that about any race, really. I just judge a person by the actual person, because I really don't care, really, to be honest. I mean,
I think that's great. I think that's how people should be judged.
White power, like I'm telling you, let's say a swastika. The white people and black people will assume that they're some sort of devil or something. But this, since they have black power, they assume that, oh, well, there's some sort of, they're fighting for their rights, you know? And it just doesn't make any sense to me, is what I'm trying to say. And
I agree with you, John.
I hope people just have enough common sense to sit there and say, well, black power, white power, Ebony magazine. Does this really even matter? I mean,
it matters to you. You made the phone call tonight. It doesn't matter a whit to me personally. I'm with you. I judge people based on their individual choices and their individual decisions. But it sounds to me like you're really concerned about this. That's why you called tonight.
I think you guys are jumping all over this guy. John, hold on. John, hold on for just a second. I think you guys are jumping all over this guy for nothing. What I hear everyone saying here is race is not an issue to me and my life.
But it is to John. That's why he called tonight. Because he's frustrated.
John is seeing somebody passing out.
What people understand is that, it doesn't matter. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same economy. So let's stop crapping around about racism and let's start trying to deal with the real issues. Racism is just some sort of side issue that everybody keeps trying to bring to the forefront.
I agree with you, just like you did by calling tonight. Thanks for the call, John.
Okay.
I agree with that last part of his message, the idea that race is something people should ignore.
So should you ignore racism?
No, I think racism is despicable.
What John was saying was the exalting of your own race is to some extent racism, and I wouldn't disagree. I think there needs to be a certain amount of sensitivity among whites to what it would be like to be black in America and what has been.
More
like.
On the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. Pepperspray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy in life, dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items, a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and we want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's not too late to get registered. We've been talking about it for months on this show. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum is the place to go to get registered online, and you want to get registered online by March 1st, because if you wait too long, if you wait till past Sunday, then you are not going to be able to get into the keynote speeches. You're not going to be able to get into those dinners. So if you want to see Dr. Mary Ruart speak, if you want to see Richard Heller speak, you need to get registered online at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can still save 10% with our discount code 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And if you wait too long, or maybe you just can't commit until the last minute, you will still be able to get tickets at the door. Obviously, the rates will probably be up slightly at the door. And again, you will not be able to get into the dinners unless you get registered online at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Okay, so we left that last segment with you guys arguing, all of us arguing over the this race issue here. We had John call in from Austin expressing his frustration. He's frustrated that there can be an Ebony magazine, but there can't be a white magazine. And it seems to me like there are plenty of white magazines out there. They just don't say white person on the, you know, the front of it. It's, you know, Cosmopolitan or whatever it is that they all are. I mean, most magazines are made by the people that are involved in the, for lack of a better term, white culture. I mean, the reality is there are some differences between cultures in this country. I'm not trying to say that it's inherently divided on racial lines. I think there are people that are crossing over.
There's
between those lines.
There's lots of people crossing over the lines. And,
right.
But I also think that it might be, you know, that it's blind, that you're walking around with blinders on if you say there isn't something out there called black culture. Now, I'm not saying every black person is a part of black culture, but I think that there's something like that out there. And you could call, you can use another word if it'll make you feel better. But I think there is this black culture out there. And John was saying that there was, that he had encountered somebody selling a CD or giving away CDs that said something like, you know, Barack Obama, His Majesty. And that the
sounds like a joke to me.
It could be. I'm going to assume that it wasn't, because that's what he's talking about. And there certainly are people out there that are, you know, like, I might consider all these things to be a joke. I've considered collecting some of them. I've seen candles with Barack Obama replacing Jesus. Somebody's got that thing up as an actual icon. Somebody believes that Barack Obama is, you know, the savior come. And so I'm going to assume that what he's complaining about is these people that would be believing that Barack Obama is somehow here as the savior, and that he's better, that like he's the black Jesus, that kind of thing. There are people out there that believe that. I don't believe for a second that that's the majority of black people, but that's but, you know, it's like, I hear far too much about his race. It is the least important thing to me, and I believe that the more conversations that we have about one race, you know, like about race, separate us, not bring us together.
I agree with that.
But do you think it's okay to have a you disagree?
I disagree. Yeah, I think these conversations help us understand. I mean, what do white people do to celebrate their culture?
Really not much. Oh, I mean, as white culture?
Yeah, as white people.
As white people, nothing, but as humans.
Could that be the reason there's no white businessman magazine?
Well, we don't need one, because what Ian said, essentially, well, every business magazine is a white business magazine. I don't have a problem with
black
business
people,
magazines,
black people,
because those people are facing you know, different kinds of issues than I would be in business. So I don't have a problem with them having a magazine focused towards them. I do have a problem with everybody, you know, the first thing, when Barack Obama was getting, you know, the inauguration time, the first things out of the any newscaster's mouth was the first African American president. You know, like, I'm a little put off by that.
Okay. Let's see. Black people don't need this. They don't need an Ebony magazine. They would get along just fine without it. But the fact is, it is part of their culture. It's not part of white people's culture to celebrate being white. You're saying because we don't need it, but it's just not part of our culture, but it is part of theirs. And I think that is such a huge disconnect between between whites and blacks that people choose to let divide them. They think from their own paradigm of, well, I'm white and white people don't do this, so therefore all people shouldn't do this. And they try and apply, I found myself trying to apply the white paradigm to the other groups. So I would make up that black people were silly, or that they talk loud and they're, you know, rambunctious or whatever. And it was really just out of my misunderstanding of what it's like to be part of the black culture, to grow up in that context of the world.
I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from on that, and that there needs to be a certain amount of understanding for that, and that will put us all in, us being both blacks and whites and anybody in between, all in good stead. But I also think that there's a crutch. And that crutch is, I am black. And
agreed.
If you throw down that crutch, that life will be better. My best friend Julian is blackish. He's half black or half white or something like that. And I'll tell you what, he's just as disgusted that the first thing that came out of their mouth was that Barack Obama was the first African American president. He's like, yes, it makes me sick. And so, like, his opinion is valid for that because he's black, and my opinion's invalid because I'm white. But it's the same opinion, and that's a problem.
The problem I have with that being the first statement about Barack Obama, that he's this new African-American president, or the first, is that it's being used as propaganda to get people to buy into this system that has screwed them over time and time again. It's just another excuse to sucker people in and say, hey, come get a little more of what we've got, because, you know, now we've got...
Because it doesn't suck too much.
Yeah, now we've got the black guy here to represent you, so come believe in our system a little while longer. That's the problem I have with it. Not that they're pointing out that he's black, because certainly there are a lot of people who are very proud. Slumdog Millionaire, I mean, look at that movie. The people in the slums in India were thrilled with that movie, and it's created a lot of excitement there because people around the world are getting a sense of what it's like to take part in that culture, to be a person in the slums.
I want to go to the phones and talk to G in New York. G, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is me. Can you hear me?
Hey, G, yep. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Right. Yeah, hey, fellas, man. You're definitely right on point. And all I could definitely tell you is this, man. The only people that worry about race are racists. I have lots of friends that are white, black, yellow, brown, red, any color I can't think of, I just mentioned. That never matters to any of us, because all that matters is who you are and what you do. It doesn't even matter where you're actually from sometimes. So, you know, and I could actually explain things to certain people. Like, for example, like this guy calls up and say, why is there a Ebony magazine? It's because back 200 years ago, it was illegal for black people to even read. Do they understand that? You know, but nowadays, those times are kind of over. But there are also stupid black people. So, you know, this guy's like, he lives in some neighborhood with some dude who's wearing a shirt that says Black Power, who does whatever he does. And then, like you said, why do you even care what this other person is doing? He's not taking any money out of your pocket, or, you know, who cares what he does?
And do you agree with the point that blacks are going to have a different context of the world, and therefore they're going to like reading stories that are told from their context as opposed to some white guys?
I mean, look, I'll tell you this, man, right? I've been black my entire life.
We assumed.
and again, it doesn't even matter. Like, I'll tell you straight up, one of my white friends has never even asked me what it's like to be black, because it doesn't even matter. But, I mean, because they understand these things. But if you hang around with stupid people, they'll ask you stupid questions. So, of course, you know, obviously there's a whole bunch of black people that are stupid running around saying, oh, I'm happy that the president is black and it's not. Meanwhile, the president isn't black. He's black and white.
Yeah.
But somebody made a rule someday saying that, oh, if this person is half black and he's also half white, is the president black or is he white? Which one? You know,
Who cares? Those
things don't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter at all. I'm glad you called in tonight, G. We're out of time. Thanks, Hugh. Yep, we are all the same, just people with slightly different features. That's about it, and that's about all. And I think that, you know, if somebody's bugging you with their attitude or that whatever it is they're wearing, then either deal with it or get over it. You know, talk to the management and have them change the rules.
Look at your beliefs. What is it that's got you resisting that appearance?
And throw down your crutches.
More on the way tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.